Hello.
Hi there, good morning. My name is Nicole. I'm responding to a callback request for the eBay account villa_restore. Am I speaking with Henry?
You're speaking with Henry James Walmsley.
Lovely, Mr. Walmsley. Thank you very much for coming through. Sir, just before we proceed, I'm sure, as you know, all calls from us to you are recorded. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Wonderful. Thank you. How can I help you, sir?
I'm looking at some of the, or in fact I'm looking at all of the addresses from the orders for my customers. I'm wondering why the eBay system is populating part of that address with computer garbage.
Oh, okay. Bear with me a moment, Mr. Walmsley. I'm just going to have a look at your order section. That sounds very unusual.
It sounds very annoying.
Yeah, certainly, of course. When I am on your account, Mr. Walmsley, can you just direct me where to go where you're seeing this exactly, just so that I can look at what you're seeing?
Yes, if you look at my orders awaiting dispatch list.
Yes.
You can see various things in there, and then if you look at view order details on any of those.
Okay,
for example, the top one.
So the top one is from Mr. Is that correct?
That's right. Who lives at 73 EBAYL4HH8WW, apparently.
I see what you mean. Okay, all right, bear with me a moment, Mr. Walmsley. What I'm going to do, I'm going to get you through to somebody in our selling team. You're through to me here in account suspensions, so this wouldn't have been something I would have ever come across. It might be a bug that maybe we need to get the tech team to sort with you, but I haven't heard of anything like that occurring recently. So I'm just going to run it past somebody else who may have come across it before. There might be an easier fix than that. So just a moment, sir. And can I inquire, sir, has this been going on for long?
It's been going on since either Friday or Saturday.
Okay. And is it occurring on all of them, Mr. Walmsley, or just...
It's occurring on everything.
On everything, okay. Okay, if you wouldn't mind just holding the line for me, sir, I'm going to run this past somebody else. We'll see if we can try to get to the bottom of it for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sunshine, if you bring the wine, I'll give the
Hi, Mr. Walmsley. Thank you for holding. So I have Ellie on the line with us now. So she's going to take over the call from here. She works as part of the selling department, so she's going to look into this with you and see if she can get to the bottom of it, okay?
Very good.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Ellie. Both of you, take care.
You do the same. Hello, Henry. Good morning. This is Ellie from selling department. I was being provided with the information of your concern today. My apologies for this inconvenience. I can see that there is an eBay code. I believe that there is an ongoing issue right now regarding this concern. Can you please allow me to check one of my tools first? Okay. Hello?
Hello, yes.
Yes. I just need to check on one of my tools. My apologies for this inconvenience, Henry. I believe that we have an issue right now when it comes to printing a postage label. If you're using... Are you going to use a Royal Mail?
I want the address displayed for my customer to be the correct one.
Okay, so hold on. Go ahead and check this real quick. Initial wrong shipping address. Checking. Generating wrong ship to address. Creating these notes, Henry, please bear with me, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Just get the item number. Let me just check on your other print postage labels. Let me try to click the print postage labels.
It doesn't matter about printing postage labels via Royal Mail. I want the correct address displayed
address
for my customer.
Right.
And I want to be able to download the correct address. So it's nothing to do with everything you're fiddling about with.
I'm so sorry about this inconvenience, Henry. Hold on for a moment, please. I'm checking if we have an issue right now or ongoing issue. Please bear with me, okay?
You do that.
Thank you.
Which was what you said you were going to do in the first place before starting to mess about. How can such a fundamental problem be allowed to occur in the first place? Think about that while you're doing whatever you're doing.
Okay. There you go. Click on the order details. Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Henry, I'll be asking you to please continue to hold on the line. Let me just communicate with one of our specialists with regards to this concern about the workaround, okay? Since you're actually asking with regards to the address of the buyer. Hold on for a moment, please. Thank you. Hello?
Hello.
Henry? Yeah, thank you so much for patiently holding on the line. I believe that we do have an update right now on the when it comes to the usage of the Royal Mail services. The code that you're actually getting is with regards to eBay being able to add a unique eBay code to transactions in order to improve buyer post-transaction experience. So definitely, all you
Sorry?
Have to do is actually...
Mm-hmm, in order to do what? To do with the buyer experience?
Yes. Remember that we're having an issue when it comes to Royal Mail before?
No.
Okay, maybe on your account, it's a good thing that you don't have any issue with Royal Mail. However, this is actually an update in order for you to make sure that you are qualified for seller protection. And,
No, that's nonsense. When I look at that address, or when I print labels using my method, that stupid code, which is not part of their address, comes up, and I have to get rid of that computer garbage manually. It is nothing to do with a customer experience. It is not their address. It is incorrect. So don't go into eBay blabber mode and say, it's about the customer experience and all this nonsense. It's wrong.
Okay, here's the thing, Henry. I do appreciate the feedback that you're actually providing with regards to this update. I was able to see here that... Well, definitely the code doesn't impact the delivery of your parcel. That's
nonsense.
That
is incorrect. Incorrect. That is an eBay lie. That address is incorrect. If I put that on a packet, the postman will have a problem. Royal Mail do not want random eBay computer garbage in their addresses. That is an eBay direct lie. Stop lying to me.
Well, I'm not lying to you, Henry.
Yes, you did. You said that. You said that was to help. You said that was to help Royal Mail deliver packages. That's incorrect. The address is incorrect. An update to help the customer experience. What utter nonsense and lies! How dare you? That my customer's address is not EBAYL61297921. That means nothing to either Royal. That means nothing to either Royal Mail Systems or the postman. Nothing.
Okay. Henry, definitely I can have this call escalated so that we could be, or our management would be able to listen to this update that they have provided on the Royal Mail tracking services. So definitely the code, I want to mention the code doesn't impact the delivery of your parcel. I do agree. It's not part of the address of your buyer. However, it was actually advised that you don't need to remove the code for your orders for the reason that this unique code will definitely not get printed on your postage label directly. This will be added on the second label of the address or line item of the address of your buyer. This is to ensure that... The address that was provided there is actually the one that was being provided by our system.
I don't print Royal Mail labels through the eBay Toy Town system. Mm-hmm. I print my labels on a printer. When I do that, I get eBay computer garbage as the second line of the address.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the customer's address. It is to do with an eBay internal system that should not be reported as the customer's address. It is computer garbage which has been put in the second line of the address. It even appends it to their second part of the street name in some cases, making it doubly worse. What am I supposed to do? Write it out by hand? Correct every single one of my labels? Manually?
Well, definitely based on the information I can have here, as part of eBay money-back guarantee, the recipient address needs to match what is shown in your view order details.
Yes, and it does match. It does match.
Okay.
Stop going into eBay blabber lie mode. Of course it matches. I want the correct address shown for my customer, not some eBay computer internal garbage. Is that too much to ask? Is that shut up? Stop up. Shut up. The customer is talking to you and you are interrupting me. So stop it.
Sorry.
Now. This needs to go back to the way it was. It is nonsense. Internal eBay system codes should not appear in my customer's mail address. It is nonsense. It is wrong. It is not an update to help people. It is an update to mess things up. How do you even do something that is so badly implemented? How can you even get it so wrong? Does Robert Hattrall, Vice President of eBay UK, know about this yet? Because he'll be finding out. And I insist that you escalate it to him.
Well, definitely I can have this call escalated, Henry. Let me assure you about this, since I notified you that this call is actually recorded. And I do appreciate
I'm damn glad it's recorded. Yes, I'm very glad it's recorded. Just like everyone else who will be calling in this morning, after this change was implemented on Friday, will be calling in as well. Everyone in the entire country who your systems have just screwed up will be calling in as well. So you can feedback back to Robert Hattrall, Vice President of eBay UK, because you can be assured that I will be doing so. And if he doesn't get to hear about this, then he'll be asking why, won't he?
Okay, so let me assure you, Henry, that this call will be properly handled or forwarded to the right person in our department.
And who's that? And who's that? Who's the right person in your department?
We're actually from selling, and definitely our technical support team is actually getting all of this feedback regarding this update for Royal Mail Service. This is only for Royal Mail Service. Let me just assure you about it, Henry.
What if I use someone other than Royal Mail? Other postal providers are available.
Will not actually appear.
It does appear. Because it's staring me in the face. If you look at the address for the customer that I'm looking at, if you use your eyes, you can see it. When I download that data to print a label for another courier other than Royal Mail, guess what? That garbage appears in that address line. That is incorrect. Are you saying it's right? No, it's not right. It's wrong. Isn't it?
Okay, so here's the thing, Henry. Do appreciate once again the feedback that you're providing with this update. So you mentioned that you're actually purchasing the shipping label or the postage label directly from...
I'm printing it myself. I don't necessarily have to use Royal Mail printing via eBay. I use stamps, like any normal person does.
Mm-hmm.
Like probably the majority of your customers, your so-called much appreciated sellers do.
Okay, so based on the update that I was able to see here, just in case that you would need to, or our customers who are actually, our members who are actually paying for postage at the post office,
yes,
you will not need to include the unique code in the address when preparing your address labels.
Exactly.
The eBay
exactly.
unique code
exactly.
is only supported.
Stop blabbering at me. Stop blabbering. So, every time I print my label, I have to take that code off.
Yes.
Yes. Manually. Every single
yes.
label. What are you suggesting? I write them out by hand, as if I'm in Victorian England. Is that the workaround that you're suggesting? Seriously.
Well,
is that the workaround you're suggesting? Seriously, eBay? You pathetic
well,
Toy Town website.
That.
Utterly useless. Feed that back to the relevant person in your department who will do precisely nothing about it. But you better feed it back to Robert Hatchell, VP of eBay UK. Preferably now. Or put me on to someone who can. Because if you can't, it's no use me talking to you, is it?
Well,
you're just another person. A professional eBay liar, employed to tell me lies.
Okay, here's the thing, Henry. Since you got me on the line, I can definitely provide you the... I am definitely providing you the update.
Oh, well, now the line suddenly goes rubbish because you can't be afford to pay for a proper telephone. Please repeat what you just said.
I provided to you the update that we have received here on our contact support center when it comes to this address code or the code that you're actually able to see on the address of your buyer. So this is only affecting the Royal Mail service.
You mean the code that shouldn't be there because it's not part of their address? But it adds
However,
it to
the
part
code
of their. But it adds it to part of their address. It adds it to their second street name, doesn't it?
It was actually added to ensure that eBay system will actually have...
The eBay system, not my system, not everyone else's system. It's nonsense. It shouldn't be there. Royal Mail do not want to see that code on their addresses. It's nothing to do with a UK address. It's to do with your internal systems, which some idiot... has implemented by putting it in the second address line. The second address line of the customer is used for the customer's second address line in some cases. Not some eBay internal code.
Okay, the eBay code is actually for the specific service that was provided by Royal Mail to our members, Henry.
Yes. For some of your members. Not me. You're just repeating the same pointless thing that's come up on your screen. The system that has been implemented is wrong. It is useless for about 80% of sellers in this country. The customer's eBay address, the customer's postal address is not EBAYLH629217 and a load of computer garbage. It's wrong. So are you just going to carry on repeating the same thing? Or are you going to put me on to someone who can report this to Robert Hatchell, the Vice President of eBay UK? Who is accountable for all eBay UK operations.
Okay, so, sir, since you actually requested twice already for someone to speak with regards to this concern, I can definitely have this call escalated to my supervisor. Can you please stay on the line?
Yes.
Thank you. Hello, Henry.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you so much for patiently holding on the line. My apologies for the hold. My supervisors are currently in a meeting right now. Is it okay for you that we're going to schedule you for a call back within the day?
Yes.
Anytime or...
First of all, please don't call back on the wrong number, like you always do. The correct number is the one that I'm calling on, 02... That's point number one. Point number two,
okay.
Don't ring the phone for half a second and then slam it down so that you can say you've made a call back.
Okay.
When you haven't done, which you normally do. Sorry,
okay,
I think you were interrupting me again there. Don't ring the phone for half a second and then put it down so you can say you've made a call back when you haven't. Another eBay lie, which you always do. So don't do that. And call me back as soon as possible.
Okay. May I request you to please repeat back the phone number, since it's not actually matching what is on your account?
It is. The number that's on the account is for the customers, my customers, to call me, not for me to deal with your Toy Town website. So, the telephone number that you need to call me on is 02...
Let me just repeat it back for you. It's... Okay, hold on. Okay, so let me assure you that the supervisor will actually get in touch with you with regards to this issue on the address or the code that you can see on the address of your buyers for Royal Mail Services, Henry. Anything else that you would like me to check for you or assist you as well?
Oh no, one thing at a time, I think.
Okay, so expect a call back on the phone number that you have provided within the day. So once again, my name's Ellie. You do have a great one, Henry. Stay safe and take care always. Bye for now.